This is Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown, and it's 11:06 a.m. Eastern Time, just after 8 a.m. Pacific. If you're just joining us, we're tracking a rapidly developing story. A little more than 2 hours ago, the Space Shuttle Columbia was headed for a landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida when something went terribly wrong. There are reports now that the spacecraft with 7 astronauts on board, including the first Israeli to fly in space, has broken up and crashed somewhere in Texas. These are unconfirmed as of this hour. The shuttle was on its way back to Earth following a 16-day research mission in orbit. Reports of peculiar contrails in the sky and debris discovered on the ground are still coming in to NASA. In fact, we're receiving eyewitness reports here at Public Radio Weekend from our listeners in Texas and Nevada, and we'll hear some of those in just a moment. But first, let's go to Pat Duggins, news director at Public Radio Station WMFE in Orlando, and he's National Public Radio's expert on the space program. He's at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And Pat, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Dave.
Our listeners have probably been hearing you the last couple of hours giving reports of the disaster on NPR's Weekend Edition with Scott Simon. Now, at this point, can you summarize what's known about what happened to the space shuttle?
Well, around 9 a.m. Eastern Time, the shuttle was on its way back to the Kennedy Space Center. In fact, it was only about 16 minutes away from landing when something catastrophic happened. NASA's still uncertain exactly what went wrong. That's a portion of the flight where the shuttle's being buffeted by the atmosphere and experiencing temperatures on its belly of about 3,000 degrees. Engineers tend to get very nervous at this point because you've got a lot of aerodynamic drag on the shuttle at that point, a lot of heat, a lot of friction, and something at that point went wrong. We just don't know at this point what it was. It was clear that something serious had gone wrong with the spacecraft.
Pat, stay on the line for a moment. I understand that we have tape just released from NASA of its last communication with Columbia. Apparently, NASA had asked Columbia for an update a few minutes into its descent, and the crew started to report problems with sensors monitoring the shuttle's tire pressure. Let's listen to that.
Columbia, Houston, we see your tire pressure messages, and we did not copy your last.
Roger.
And that was the last anyone heard from the Space Shuttle Columbia just over 2 hours ago. Pat Duggins, NPR's NASA correspondent, on the line with us from the Kennedy Space Center. Pat, apparently Mission Control started noticing problems at the same time as the crew because of those shuttle sensors?
Well, the sensors are probably going to be key as far as finding out what happened to Space Shuttle Columbia. When the shuttle comes in, there are just billions of bits of information that are being radioed to the and come down to a touchdown. It's a very dangerous part of the mission.
Now, I understand that we have eyewitnesses to the space shuttle disaster from Texas and Nevada who've been calling us here at Public Radio Weekend during the last hour or so, telling us what they saw. Let's hear a few of those.
I was standing outside when it came, and rather than hearing a distinct sonic boom, what I heard was like a loud, long, rolling thunder type of noise. And in addition, the contrail was very spread out, going from the west to the east over the horizon. I knew something didn't look right.
It was just a gigantic double boom sound, like just boom, boom.
The noise, as I say, was very intense. It lasted probably about a minute and a half, and then it decreased as the plume headed directly straight in the southeast.
It rattled the building. It was loud, but far off, if you know what I mean. I was waiting to start hearing sirens or see smoke from my building or something.
In the south, across the sky, going from west to east, I saw it was a bright glow, and at first I thought it was a meteor or something like that. We see those quite often out here. It just flew right across the sky from horizon to horizon, just faster than you can imagine, bright purple all the way.
Some eyewitness accounts phoned into Public Radio Weekend. We heard from Mike Buffington in Nacogdoches, Texas, Barbara Lancaster in Richardson, Texas.
Put all the pieces together and see where it leads them.
Pat, we're coming up on a break, and so we're going to have to break it off here for this segment. But I'm wondering if you can recap what it is that we do know at this moment about the status of the Columbia.
Right around 9 a.m., David, obviously something catastrophic happened to the shuttle. There was a loss of communication. About 15 minutes after Columbia's planned landing time, NASA declared an emergency. As you mentioned earlier, there are reports of contrails and debris on the ground in Texas and Louisiana, Nevada, possibly even Utah, which, not too coincidentally, would have been the flight path that the shuttle took as it flew over California, the Plain States, the Rocky Mountains, and then toward Florida for its final touchdown. No sign of the astronauts, depending on what happened, the problems with the tire that could have meant a tire blowout, which might have compromised the heat shields on the belly of the shuttle. Just all in all, a very bad day for the space program.
Pat Duggins, news director at public radio station WMFE and NPR's resident expert on NASA. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, David.
We'll continue to monitor the situation with the Space Shuttle Columbia with Pat Duggins and the entire NPR news team as this story unfolds. And, of course, we'll break in throughout the program to bring you the very latest, so stay with us. I'm David Brown, and this is Public Radio Weekend.